Fox Sports Radio.
Second half is about to get underway. I'm Chris Conley at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Marshfield up by 10 to start this third quarter. The Evergreens girls are on the road in Marshfield tonight. They already own a win against Marshfield on this floor and are looking to move to a perfect 9-0 in Valley Conference play. We'll see the Evergreens girls a week from tonight, part of a boys and girls doubleheader up in Merrill. And if you follow our broadcast, or if you want to come out to see one or the other game, by all means, come up, make the 15-mile drive and see both. In that series, though, the boys will play the first game next Tuesday night, and the girls will have the second game next Tuesday, a week from tonight, when we travel up to the Merrill Fieldhouse. Second half underway. Evergreens get the ball. Nick Sierakowski inbounds to Riley Peterson, now to Stephen Weir. Weir's directing traffic over to Kurtenbach, and now over to Sierakowski. Nick Sierakowski thought about driving. Goes to Kurtenbach in the corner. Had Weir open for the three on the weak side if he saw him. Instead, guarded closely. Bounce pass now loose on the floor. Evergreens barely hold on to the possession. Going down low to get that was Chris Cornish. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called. Or do the Evergreens get a timeout? The two referees are coming over to talk about it. They're going to say that the ball was out of bounds. They're going to say the ball's turned over to Marshfield. Well, what the heck? It has been a game filled with turnovers. Coach Corey Heckle thought the loss to Wausau East was a step back for this team, and the team has not taken a step forward here, still turning the ball over way too much, including on that first possession of the second half. Here's a clear out for Lucas Zeiker. He's double-teamed along the baseline, cut off, and goes back out. Zeiker gets the ball now, long two. Missed that off the backboard. Long rebound comes out of bounds, and it is Everest ball. That long rebound was last touched by Marshfield. Kagan Fassler, who tried to save it, said it went out of bounds off of him. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Evergreens back team, double team, turned over Riley Peterson with a bad pass. Take it over to Zeiker, and Zeiker scores. And the Evergreens want a quick timeout. Or do we have a whistle here? We are going to have a loose ball foul, a warning after the basket. It's one of the Marshfield players didn't let the ball come through cleanly. So the Evergreens turn the ball over again on their first two possessions. Marshfield scores on one of them, and this 12-point lead is the biggest of the game. Marshfield's going for the kill here because they're putting on full-court pressure in the backcourt. Now to Nick Sierakowski, bounce pass down low, and the Evergreens broke it and scored. Chris Cornish. All right, Evergreens look better breaking the press there. That's a little bit of optimism for the Everest fans here, 30-20. Marshfield's got the ball now into Lucas Zeiker's hands. The Evergreens are going to be in trouble if Zeiker heats up. He has only 4 points. And now to Matt Ostrich, who goes back out, around to Zeiker again. Allison, and now Ostrich. One of the keys here is whether Riley Peterson's going to be able to handle the pressure when the Evergreens have the ball. He's been turnover prone. We've got a whistle away from the ball here. It's going to be a foul against the Evergreens. One of the Marshfield players is being held underneath. It's on Nick Sierakowski. His first, team's first. We had two Evergreens with two fouls in the first half. Grant Van Grinsven and Chris Cornish. Marshfield inbounds underneath. Bounce pass in traffic to Zeiker. Goes back out for a three from Allison. Left it short. Long rebound comes out to Zeiker. Another crack at it. Zeiker from the foul line extended. Scores. He's got all four of Marshfield's points in the third quarter. 32-20. Marshfield's lead back to 12 points. And again, Riley Peterson with the ball pressured in the backcourt. Gets into the front court on the dribble. Now goes over to Stephen Weir. Over to Sierakowski, and now back to Riley Peterson. Pass down low in traffic to Kurtenbach, turned over. Went off Kurtenbach's hands, a third turnover this quarter. Evergreens turned over three of their four possessions. There's a foot-dragging travel not called. Marshfield gets a three the other way to Kagan Fossler. He missed it. And Chris Cornish gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Missed call does not hurt D.C. Everest. And here's Riley Peterson to the front court over to Nick Sierakowski. Evergreen's got to start whittling into this lead, even though we're only in the third quarter. Here's Riley Peterson, thought about driving, spins in traffic, hangs, left it short. Riley Peterson, I think, was a little further away from the rim than he thought when he started that move and got a little turned around. Marshfield by 12 with the rock, thought about the three from Alex Strage, pulls back and gives it to Zeiker. And Marshfield can be a little bit deliberate here. Jeff Allison now goes over. Here's a whistle, and we're going to have another foul on Sarakowski, who bumped Lucas Zeiker as he began his move. It's going to be Sarakowski's second and the team's second. Grant Van Grinsven, Jake Giebert to check in for the Evergreens. Marshfield will inbound underneath their own basket. We're sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Matt Ostrich, at 11 in the first quarter and no points since, will trigger in the inbounds pass to Strege along the baseline. Goes all the way back out to Lucas Zeiker. Marshfield is more than content to run offense and look for a good shot. Zeiker spins, double-teamed in the lane, instead goes back out. Ostrich was open for the three, passed it up. Goes into the corner. Strege. Strege pulls it out with his dribble and now goes over to Allison. Yeah, Marshfield doesn't need the outside shots. They'll run more offense and run more clock. Foul line extended, thinking about the three. Strege got a hand in his face, and he decided not to pull the trigger. To Jeff Allison. Now to Ostrich. Pass down low. Stole it away. Chris Cornish stepped in front of that pass and took it away for the Evergreens. See if DC Everest can score off the Marshfield turnover here. Van Grinsven is into the front court. Has his dribble. Zeiker is guarding him. Goes over to Peterson. They're setting up a screen for Peterson, and he did not pull the trigger. Peterson sometimes is gun-shy after one of his shots get blocked. I don't think he has had a block against him in this game. Now over to Stephen Weir. Up high to Giebert, around to Van Grinsven. They left Van Grinsven, gave him a step for the three if he wanted it. Van Grinsven, no, almost knocked away from Peterson. 3.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Peterson between the legs. Goes now back out to Van Grinsven. Evergreens are being deliberate here, and they're down by 12. Giebert back to Weir. Trying to set up a pick for Weir. They switch back to Giebert. Now over to Van Grinsven, who had the three. Instead, Van Grinsven drives. Pretty move. Van Grinsven got a step, drove through. He now has 6 points. 32-22. See if the Evergreens have a stop in them here. Marshfield, again, has been the much more careful team with the basketball. And the Evergreens need a couple of defensive stops. Factor that in, too. Marshfield's got more offensive rebounds. That's how they built this lead. Lucas Zeiker along the baseline goes back out. That was almost a bad pass. Retrieved by Strege. Goes back over to Zeiker. And now down low looking for numbers. Double teams for Fossler. Kicks it back out to Ostrich, who drives. He's fouled and he scores. A chance for a three-point play. Ostrich now has 13 and he'll go to the line for a chance to make it 14. Chris Cornish has just picked up his third personal foul. And let's see who the Evergreens are sending in here. Well, they're going to leave Cornish on the floor for the time being. And Eric Brummond will come in. And the free throw is good to complete the three-point play. Marshfield's a perfect 5-for-5 from the line. And Cornish, with the three fouls, will take a seat. And Jacob Stroik comes in. Marshfield again, full court pressure, inbounded to Riley Peterson, and now to Van Grinsven. We go under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Marshfield is up by 13, 35-22. Got a whistle, foul down low. I think the foul is going to be, it's going to be against one of the Marshfield players as Jake Giebert received the ball down low. Lucas Zeiker will get called for his second, and that's only the first team foul against the Tigers in this half. Riley Peterson will inbound underneath. Peterson long inbound pass to Jacob Stroik and now gives it over to Brummond. They're going to give Brummond a chance to run the point here. Coach Corey Heckel sometimes plays for these matchups, so Brummond gets his first chance and his first touch. Now over to Riley Peterson, to Van Grinsven. Brummond, three from the corner, left it short. Kind of tough to ask someone to do that, to hit that three from the corner off the bench. Lucas Zeiker gets the rebound. Marshfield with a three ball from the other way. Tanner Bosson, a miss. Offensive rebound, nope, taken away by Jake Giebert of DC Everest. Marshfield could have really cracked this thing open if that three went down, and instead it didn't. It's into Brummond's hands. We're asking him to do something that he normally doesn't, and he just threw it out of bounds. He thought he was passing to Jake Giebert. Giebert had already cut to the basket. See if they keep him out there. Yeah, they'll leave Brummond in. 2:14 to play. 35-22. Marshfield already has their biggest lead of the game and looks to widen still off yet another Evergreen turnover. Lucas Zeiker walks it back up. I guess the challenge for the Evergreens, you don't want your team to be going backward at this stage in the season. You're hoping, even if you have a team without a lot of big scores, here's a turnover off full court pressure, knocked in the backcourt, taken away by Van Grinsven. He is being ridden all the way to the basket, makes the left-handed pass to Jake Giebert, who scores. Evergreens finally got some points off the turnover. To complete the thought, you want your team to be getting better at this point in the season, and the Evergreens, at least from their last two games, seem to be moving backwards. It's crunch time in conference play, state tournament awaits. You're hoping that you're building towards something, and you just don't see that with this Evergreens team right now. Lucas Zeiker's got the ball. Marshfield up by 11. Over to Matt Ostrich. Ostrich up high to Tanner Bossen, and now a pass goes down low. They're trying to match up with Alex Strege. Strege is guarded by Van Grinsven, pushes off, no call, makes the extra pass, and Will Spindler scores. Strege jutted out that elbow and backed Van Grinsven off of him and then made the pass. Tough break for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. It's 37-24. Van Grinsven in traffic. He's bumped, but they're going to call him for a travel. Sure would be nice if it went both ways. Just saying. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. 108 to play, third quarter. Marshfield is up 37-24. They have widened their lead since halftime. They're up by 10 at intermission. Jeff Allison drives in, extra pass, lost control of it, went off the bottom of the backboard, taken away, and stolen right back. Brumman had it turned over, had his pocket picked along the baseline, and Lucas Zeiker scored. Keeping Brummond in, even though he's got two turnovers now and missed that three ball from the corner. Trying to get him some playing experience. Somebody's in the doghouse there. Reike is still on the bench and Weir is still on the bench. Here's Jacob Stroik with a three from the baseline. Missed that. You know, Stroik made two threes two games ago. And since then, I think he's 0 for 3 or 0 for 4 from behind the arc. Not really sure that's the role you want him playing. Marshfield here is going to take a timeout. We've got 23 seconds left in the quarter, and the Tigers want to set up some kind of last shot here with a 39-24 lead. Evergreens, again, have only 6 points to show for it since halftime. In fact, they've been outscored 11-6 since intermission. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. InterCity State Bank, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. We're off Wednesday night, and then Thursday, join us for D.C. Everest hockey against Wausau West. We'll be at Marathon Park for a 7 o'clock broadcast. And tonight on Fox Sports Radio, hey, this is only the first of two. The Wausau East Lumberjacks play Lakeland once our game wraps up here on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We're late third quarter. Marshfield has 23 seconds to work with and the ball as Matt Ostrich will inbound into the corner to Lucas Zeiker. Zeiker goes back out to Ostrich. Clock is running 15 seconds. Ostrich has the dribble. Double teamed by Sarakowski. Passes into the corner to Spindler. 15 seconds. Cross court. Off a screen. Three ball is short. Offensive rebound blocked underneath with 8 seconds left. Evergreens come away with the ball. Rebound there by Jacob Stroik. 4 seconds left. To Giebert. Drives in. Tries to make an extra pass. Goes out of bounds. You know what, there should be time left on the clock here. And the horn did sound. Referees are going to talk about that, if they're going to put some time back on or not. Well, both teams are going over to their benches, and no. Ball was deflected out of bounds, and that is where the quarter comes to an end. And the third quarter ends with Marshfield sitting on a 15-point advantage, 39-24. The Evergreens will have 8 minutes to do something about it. Fourth quarter awaits in 1 minute. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. The fourth quarter is underway with Marshfield possessing the ball. And here's a pass down low. Allison to Spindler, who scores. And Marshfield goes up by 17. All right, Evergreens can't fall any further behind. Riley Peterson into the front court. Bounces over to Stephen Weir, who is back in. Weir spent a lot of the third quarter on the bench. Weir here gets a high screen. They look to double-team him up high, and now over to Riley Peterson. Just got word that right now in the third quarter, the Evergreen girls are losing on the road to Marshfield, 27-23. See if we can get you a score update on that before our game gets finalized here. Here's Stephen Weir off a screen, long three. He missed, gets his own long rebound, and gives the possession. Goes back out to Nick Sarakowski. Now to Riley Peterson up high. Peterson goes over to Sierakowski, who looks to drive on the clear out. Sierakowski comes in. They're going to call him for an offensive foul. I don't know about that call. Sierakowski had a clear pass for the basket. Looked to me like the Marshfield player was moving. That's not the call, though. Sierakowski has just picked up his third. And the Evergreens turn it over to the Tigers. So 41-24, Marshfield leads. And Marshfield has a chance to extend this lead even further. Evergreens, knowing that they can't fall further behind, pick up full court pressure. Jeff Allison walks it up against Stephen Weir. Weir goes over to Tanner Bosson. Now driving is Zeiker. He missed the layup, left it off the front rim. Riley Peterson gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Thought about running, didn't have numbers. Gives it to Sierakowski, now to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach is guarded up tight. Still has his dribble and gives it over to Weir. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Evergreens with a 17-point deficit. They do have the ball. Peterson, crossover dribble along the baseline. Peterson is fouled. Foul is on Alex Strege, and that's going to be his third. No, it's not Strege. Tanner Bosson gets the call. Strege was on the scene nearby. It's non-shooting. Evergreens inbound underneath. Quick inbounds pass goes down low to Chris Cornish, who missed an easy layup. Gets the offensive rebound, and we've got a whistle and a foul here. And the foul is against D.C. Everest. Kyle Kurtenbach, loose ball foul. His second. Now they're five on the team, and Marshfield gets the ball back. An empty trip for the Evergreens. Marshfield, 17-point advantage and the ball. Jeff Allison to the front court. Allison bounces over to Kevin Fossler. Bounce pass down low. Moving without the ball is Ostrich. He is fouled. He's going to get two free throws as he was going in for the layup, and he hits the floor hard. Evergreens fans thought that was a clean block. Instead, Ostrich is on the floor, and the foul is going to go against Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's got that big vertical leap, got up there to deny it. And what you hear is the Evergreens fans riding the referees here. Ostrich to shoot a pair of free throws, and his first is good. Marshfield has not missed from the free throw line. They are 6 of 6. Nick Sierakowski comes out. Grant Van Grinsven comes back in. Evergreens, after playing Marshfield even in that first quarter, have just not been able to get anything going. They have fallen further and further behind in this game. Here's Matt Ostrich with his second free throw. Rimmed that one out. Kyle Kurtenbach gets the rebound. 6 minutes to play. Evergreens trail by 18. Grant Van Grinsven is into the front court to Stephen Weir. Back up high to Chris Cornish. And now Van Grinsven trying to set up Weir down low. Now they set him off the screen. Goes back down low to Chris Cornish. Spins in traffic. He is fouled. He's going to get to the free throw line. Evergreens, by comparison, have only got to the free throw line twice in the game, and a 1-for-2 for the line. Two are coming up here for Chris Cornish. Alex Strege has just been called for his third. Team fouls now 6 against the Evergreens, 3 for Marshfield. Chris Cornish's first free throw is good. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Second free throw, got them both. Evergreens will send Sierakowski back in and will take the shooter Cornish out. 42-26. 5:51 and the clock is moving as Marshfield inbounds to Matt Ostrich. Ostrich is into the front court, guarded by Sierakowski. He pushed off again with that elbow. It is not called. Jeff Allison moves over to Tanner Bosson. Bosson between the legs as Stephen Weir guards him. And now over to Allison. Allison goes over to Tanner Bosson again. Riley Peterson on him. They set up a screen, and thinking about the three was Jeff Allison. Wasn't open. Instead goes down low, kicks it back out. Three ball from the corner here for Alex Strege. He missed it. Long rebound to Kyle Kurtenbach, and the Evergreens clear the boards. Evergreens need to push here. Riley Peterson is into the front court. See if they clear out for Peterson to Van Grinsven, who thought about driving on the baseline, thought about splitting. He's cut off. Goes back to Sierakowski and now to Stephen Weir. Got to see if they can free up something for Weir. See if he can hit a couple of threes here and get them back in. No look pass to Stephen Weir in traffic, and Weir goes up close range, and he's fouled. This foul's going to go against Jeff Allison. Stephen Weir, who arguably is one of the better free throw shooters on the team, maybe the best on this Evergreens team. Stephen Weir is going to get a pair. Foul's going to go against Kagan Fassler. And Weir, who is 1-for-2 from the line, 10 points overall, misses his first free throw. Evergreens basketball by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. Find a branch near you at valleycommunities.org. And by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. With clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. Stephen Weir's second. Got that one. Evergreen's playing with very little margin for error here. It is 42-27. Marshfield almost had the ball knocked away in the backcourt. Van Grinsven with tight defense there on Luke Zeitler. Zeitler goes over to Matt Ostrich. Ostrich hands it off to Jordan Schauschling, who is in the game now, and to Jeff Allison back here. Allison's guarded by Stephen Weir. Goes over to Zeicher. Zeicher's a senior. You want the ball in his hands down low. He's a cool customer. And now he's open for the three. Here comes Zeicher. He missed that one. 0-for-4. Offensive rebound. Got a whistle. And a loose ball foul is going to be against the Evergreens. Will Spindler turned down the rebound. They're going to say he was pushed. This is the seventh team foul. So there's going to be a 1-and-1 coming up here as Kyle Kurtenbach has just been called for his fourth team foul. Spindler, who has 6 points. See if he makes the front end of the 1-and-1. And he misses it. Riley Peterson gets the rebound. So that amounts to an empty trip for Marshfield. Evergreens shouldn't be walking the ball up court here. Got to be up tempo. Riley Peterson's into the front court. 4.5 minutes to play. Keep Kurtenbach on the floor with his four personal fouls. Riley Peterson looks to drive in. Draws the double team. Goes back out. Here comes a three ball in the air from Van Grinsven. He was open, but he missed it. Rebound to Stephen Weir. Makes an extra pass down low. And he's clobbered underneath. Grant Van Grinsven got the extra pass, was going up for a layup. He had a Marshfield player that fell right on top of him. Van Grinsven's going to get a pair here. Lucas Zeicher is called for his third. And Grant Van Grinsven will go to the free throw line for a pair. Evergreens need to make the free throws, need to score with the clock stopped here to cut into this lead. Van Grinsven's first free throw is good. He's now got 7 and one more coming. Evergreens basketball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Eric Brummond comes back in for the Evergreens. Van Grinsven gets one more free throw here. Van Grinsven's got the ball in hand, eyes the rim. His second free throw is good. Got them both. Evergreens are going to take Van Grinsven out. And they're going to put Stephen Weir back in. And the Evergreens are going to pick up full court pressure here as Marshfield inbounds, having to go the length of the floor. Inbounded to Matt Ostrich. Ostrich leading in this game with 15 points right now. Ostrich behind the back dribble into the front court. Evergreens are looking to double team here. See if the Evergreens want to foul early and put Marshfield on the line. We go under 4 minutes to play in the quarter. Marshfield, good ball rotation down low. Found Jordan Schauschling on the weak side and he scored. Evergreens were trying to overplay the ball and Marshfield had good ball movement there to get a basket. 44-29. Evergreens come back into the front court. Brummond's got it. Now over to Stephen Weir. Weir on a clear out. Makes an extra pass down low to Giebert. Giebert is double team. Pass almost knocked away to Riley Peterson, who saved the possession. Extra pass down low to Brummond. Up and in. Brummond cutting through the lane. Made the basket. And it's 44-31. Well, the first step, if you want to chop down this tree, is to get it down to single numbers. The Evergreens are within 13 here. It had been as big as 17. Need a stop on defense. Jeff Allison's got the ball for the Tigers. Pass down low to Zeicher. Zeicher swings to the weak side. They pass up an open three and go back into Matt Ostrich's hands. They pull it out. Marshfield's being deliberate here. 3 minutes left in the game. Here's a pass down low, and it's a good pass to Will Spindler. Spindler was low on the baseline, and he scored. Spindler has 8. 46-31. Tigers over the Evergreens. Nick Sierakowski's got in the front court for the Evergreens. Over to Stephen Weir. Now to Brummond again. Riley Peterson trying to fight through. Brummond drives, got a whistle. He's going to get a foul here. This will be a non-shooting foul, and Marshfield still has one to give. So the Evergreens will be inbounding underneath their own basket. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman attorneys at law are wishing all area athletes a successful season. Jeff Allison is called for the foul. Nick Sierakowski will inbound. Riley Peterson's going to get a breather here. They put Van Grinsven back in. Sarakowski triggers in to Brummond and now to Stephen Weir. See if they set a pick for Weir up high. No, they don't. Extra pass. Brummond retrieves the loose ball to Van Grinsven. Back to Weir. Weir has the dribble. Goes around to Van Grinsven. Thought about driving. He's cut off along the baseline to Giebert up high. Back to Weir. And now down low. Here's Giebert in traffic. Left it a little short. Ball is loose. Marshfield gets the rebound. Jordan Schlossling cleared the boards. Giebert left that shot a little bit short. Marshfield back in the front court hanging. Little short on the shot. Lucas Zeiker. You know, they really wanted Zeiker there to pull it out and run more clock. We are down to 2 minutes, though, and the Evergreens still have a 15-point deficit. It may not matter at this point. Nick Sarakowski's into the front court to Van Grinsven. They had Weir open in the corner for the three ball. If they found him, they didn't. Here's a pass down low. Giebert underneath, up and in. And the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. 46-33 on the basket, but there's only 1:51 left. A very steep hill in very little time for the Evergreens to climb it. Well, we have a full timeout here. Let's take a 30-second break. 1:51 left in the game, and the Evergreens trail by 13. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM
90.9. Fox Sports Radio.
And we're down by double digits early, and we're able to battle back. They got that game within 4 points before eventually falling by 8, 54-46. There has been no such rally in the second half here. The Evergreens are left searching for answers about the rest of their season, answers that they are really not finding in tonight's game. Marshfield has the ball after the timeout, and Marshfield leads by 13. See if the Evergreens want to extend the game here and put the Marshfield Tigers on the free throw line. It may not help. Marshfield is a very good free throw shooting team, and the Evergreens are not fouling. Clock is moving, 1:40 to play, and Jeff Allison has the ball. Allison's guarded by Stephen Weir. Weir just went for the steal, not called. Allison looks to drive, makes the extra pass. A lot of contact underneath. Allison could have been called for a charge there, and he wasn't after he passed off. Marshfield still has possession. Matt Ostrich, under a minute and a half to play. And the Evergreens, again, not fouling. Are they conceding this 13-point deficit? Working around here. Crowd is calling out for the Evergreens to foul. Instead, Marshfield is just running time here. 1:15 to play in the ball game. The Evergreens are down by 13. Ball dribbled off the foot of Lucas Zeiker. No, they're going to say that was last touch by the Evergreens, by Van Grinsven. 1:12 to play. And Marshfield's going to inbound again. They'll inbound on the far sideline. There's a bad inbound pass thrown out of bounds. It is turned over to the Evergreens. But there's only 1:10 left in the game. We're sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Stephen Weir is into the front court, got a hurry for the Evergreens, reach in foul now as Grant Van Grinsven got the pass. Foul's going to go against Kagan Fassler. That's kind of a silly foul with 1:06 to play. It is the seventh team foul, so the Evergreens are going to get Grant Van Grinsven to the line. And in fact, Kagan Fassler is going to be taken out of the game, and his coach is going to talk to him about that. Still doesn't look very promising with the Evergreens trailing by 13 points and 1:06 left. Van Grinsven, now he's helping as best he can. His first free throw is good. He'll get one more. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. That's Glenray Radiators. And the second free throw, that's also good. Evergreens are not taking a timeout here. 11-point lead for Marshfield, and Marshfield inbound. Evergreens got a foul here, and Nick Sarakowski does commit the foul in the backcourt. Fourth team foul. Fourth foul on Sarakowski, rather. Eighth on the team, so it's a 1-1. And Matt Ostrich, who is 2-for-3 from the line, is going to shoot the front end of the 1-1 here with 1:02 left in the game. Marshfield appears to be a very good free throw shooting team. 6 of 7 from the foul line tonight as a group. First end of the 1-1 is good. He gets one more. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Tulusti and Kennedy attorneys at law who say we're here to help. Tulusti and Kennedy representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. second free throw is also good. Marshfield back up to a 13-point lead with 1 minute to play. The Marshfield Tigers are going to put this one in the win column, and the Evergreens are going to drop their third straight. Stephen Weir bounced past to Brumman, now out for a three ball for Van Grinsven. No good. Off the back rim, rebounded by Jeff Allison. See if the Evergreens foul here or just let time run out. The Evergreens are not going to foul. Into the front court, pass is knocked out of bounds, and it's last touched by a Marshfield player. Goes back over to the Evergreens with 44 seconds left. Well, the Evergreens are still hustling. Give them that in what's going to be a disheartening loss. Evergreens outscored 13-3 in the second quarter, and that second quarter was turnover-filled. And then outscored 11-6 in the third quarter. Marshfield just consistently widened after these teams played even for the first 8 minutes. Evergreens inbound to Stephen Weir. Weir is rushing up the court. Weir to the corner now to Giebert. Giebert goes over to Van Grinsven, who drives in, draws a double, triple team, comes back out. Brumman, baseline, three, no good. Rimmed out, Riley Peterson comes in, gets the rebound in traffic, quickly double team, turns it over. Riley Peterson stripped on that double team. Now a whistle and a foul in the backcourt with 25 seconds left. All academic at this point. Riley Peterson with the foul. Free throws coming up on the other end. And all that's left to be determined is the final score. And it is Matt Ostrich who is going to shoot the front end of the 1-1. Ostrich himself is 3-4 from the free throw line. Missed the front end. Ostrich gets his own rebound. 22 seconds left. Pass goes over to Allison, who thought about the three. They're just running the clock out here. To Tanner Bawson, and the Evergreens are not going to foul as we go down to the final 15 seconds. Marshfield holding a 13-point lead. They probably will not attempt another shot. Nope. What do I know? With 9 seconds left, Van Grinsven has committed a foul. But does nothing but prolong the inevitable. Jeff Allison is going to shoot a pair, double bonus now. Another high school game to follow once we go final. We'll give you a very quick wrap-up, and then Wausau East will be playing Lakeland. The Evergreens have Lakeland coming to town on Saturday. Missed the first free throw. Second free throw for Jeff Allison is good. Evergreens take the ball up the court with 8 seconds left. Ball is in the hands of Van Grinsven. Goes over to Riley Peterson, knocked out of bounds. Evergreens will take possession, but there are only 2 ticks left before this one's in the books. Van Grinsven is going to inbound. Long, high arcing pass to Riley Peterson, knocked away, and our ball game comes to an end. This was a disappointing effort for the D.C. Everest Evergreens tonight. Marshfield's a good team, maybe a better team this year than the Evergreens, but the Evergreens did not play well tonight, and that's going to be a frustration for Coach Corey Heckel. Congratulations to the Marshfield Tigers. They've defeated the Evergreens in both their meetings this season. Tonight's final, Marshfield 49, D.C. Everest 35.